Jackson hat, howling like an alley cat outside my window tonight. Saying, baby, put on something hot, meet me in the parking lot, I'm about a quarter to nine. I get the feeling that he's never read Romeo and Juliet. I'm getting tired of these one night stands, but if you wanna make a real romance, I'm that kind of girl, I'm that kind of girl. I ain't the woman in red, I ain't the girl next door, but it's somewhere in the middle's what you're looking for. I'm that kind of girl. As any woman, but I'm drawing the line. A little sensitivity always seems to get to me every time. I'm a sucker for a lovesick fool, the kind that carries all your books in school. I'm getting tired of these one-night stands, but if you're looking for a real romance, I'm that kind of girl.
Familiar local voices, news, and information is all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israel's Prime Minister and Defense Minister confirming Israel carried out what it calls a precise strike today in Doha, Qatar, targeting Hamas leaders based in Qatar for years. It comes as brokered talks continue for a Gaza ceasefire. In New York City, the United Nations beginning its annual session ahead of the General Assembly of World Leaders later this month. Secretary General Antonio Guterres calling it a setback for peace.
I condemn this flagrant violation of the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Qatar. All parties must work towards achieving a permanent ceasefire, not destroying it.
The U.S. says it was not involved in the strike. U.S. employers added far fewer jobs over a 12-month span than what was previously posted. The revised government statistics showing 911,000 fewer jobs created between April of 2024 to March of this year. The White House blaming the Biden administration. In California and central Nevada, dense smoke advisories remain. This is ABC News. Nationwide tests show the disturbing educational trend continues.
The nation's report card measures academic achievement in 12th and 8th graders, and the numbers show a continued decline. In reading, 32% of high school seniors scored below basic, meaning they could not find details in text to help them understand meaning. The average reading score is the lowest since this assessment began in 1992. In math, just 33% of high school seniors were considered academically prepared for college-level math. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Experts say possible factors for the drop include more screen time, less reading of longer-form materials like books, and shorter attention spans. A big event for Apple today. The company expected to introduce its new line of iPhones. Better battery life and more sophisticated cameras are among the rumored features. New AirPods and Apple Watches are also expected to be unveiled. The event takes place at the company's California headquarters. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
If you've been waiting to update your home, don't wait any longer because Macy's Labor Day sale has our lowest prices of the season on everything from our exclusive Radley sectional in so many fabric and leather options to our beautifully crafted Headworth queen bed. Plus, top mattress brands like Sealy and Beautyrest for that new bed, all at 20 to 60% off, over half off. But don't wait any longer. Our lowest prices of the season won't last forever. Hurry into Macy's today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
A Progressive Home and Auto Bundle can protect you round the clock, but we can't protect you from those painful moments in sports.
Oh, I can't believe we blew a 5-touchdown lead.
Sure, but you got to feel like they were going to win for almost the entire game.
But I was about to buy playoff tickets.
So you were prepared for a good time. That's pretty nice.
It's the worst loss any team has ever had.
And you got to witness history.
Okay, we're done here.
Well, at least your home and auto are protected with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one feeling. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Damp and dreary today, with on and off showers and thunderstorms, heavy at times. Be under mostly cloudy skies all day, with highs hitting about 70. The chances for rain continuing through the night. We'll be waking up to patchy fog tomorrow morning, but partly sunny skies throughout the afternoon and highs in the mid-70s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, 66 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A federal trial in Arkansas for the man accused of abducting a pregnant teenage girl from Wisconsin is delayed until January. Terry Bell has an update.
Gary Day faces multiple federal felony charges in Arkansas after he and the pregnant girl he's accused of taking from Beaver Dam were found in Nebraska. The girl is now 17 and back in Beaver Dam with her family. Investigators say the two met online and that Day is the father of the child she's carrying. Day faces four felony counts of child enticement and abduction in Dodge County. Day is also the subject of criminal complaints in Vermont and Indiana.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley entering the 2026 race for Wisconsin governor. The 39-year-old Democrat dropped a YouTube video Tuesday morning. Crowley joins Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez on the Democratic side of the ticket. Two Republicans are already running. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward. Our voting members set policy that guides the organization on the local, state, and national level with the ultimate goal of helping farmers like you and me back home. You can make a difference by becoming a member at WFEF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. SFB, Security Financial Bank. Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And San Associates, your auto owner's agent, downtown Durand, and Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand. One person was injured in a motorcycle accident in River Falls Township Sunday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 41-year-old Christopher Chavers of Ellsworth was traveling northbound on 950th Street when he lost control on a curve. Chavers was taken to Regents Hospital in St. Paul. City of Mondovi crews will be repairing a water main break today. The break will affect water service for residents on Oak Street, Millimer Drive, and Jefferson Street. The water will be off until approximately 3 p.m. today. Motorists are also advised to avoid the area today while crews repair that water main. Some Menominee residents are coming out in opposition to a possible data center in that city. WEAU reports that the Menominee City Council recently approved annexation and rezoning of more than 300 acres along Highway B between 650th and 690th Avenue. While the data center hasn't been formally announced, the city does have a frequently asked questions page about the possible data center. Before any center would be built, the city would have to approve any formal proposal. Veteran Minnesota State Senator Jeremy Miller will not run for re-election next year. The legislator from Winona announced yesterday he would step down to spend more time with his family and grow his business. Miller says he wouldn't rule out any possible political campaigns in the future. He was 26 when he was first elected in 2010. Healthcare groups are opposing a proposed law that could reopen up Wisconsin bars to smoking. A group including UW Health, the American Cancer Society, and American Heart Association say Assembly Bill 211 creates large loopholes to allow smoking in nearly any bar. The bill would allow smoking inside of tobacco bars and allow the use of cigars, pipe tobacco, and brown cigarettes indoors. Current law defines a tobacco bar as any bar that gets 15% of its revenue from tobacco sales, and it had to be established before the 2009 indoor smoking ban passed. The bill's language would allow any current tavern to qualify so long as they purchase a tobacco sales license. The state assembly could take up the bill on the floor this week. A companion bill in the state senate has not made it to committee for discussion. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in Trenton Township Friday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 67-year-old James Stringfellow of Richfield, Minnesota, was traveling northbound on Highway 63 when he lost control of the vehicle and entered the ditch. Stringfellow was transported to Mayo Red Wing Hospital. The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion of outdoor light standards in the city, reports from the mayor and department heads, and the council will go into closed session to discuss and consider a notice of claim filed by Connie Spickler. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 in the council chambers at Mondovi City Hall. Charges have been filed against a Cadott man who was involved in an injury vehicle collision Sunday in Chippewa County. The accident occurred near 250th Street and Highway O, with the Wisconsin State Patrol saying that 47-year-old Mark Dominguez showed signs of impairment at the scene. Dominguez was taken into custody on charge of operating a motor vehicle under the influence with a child under the age of 16 inside the vehicle. One person is dead following a Monday morning vehicle crash in Jackson County. That accident happened shortly after 1 a.m. on Highway 71 near the Monroe County line. Authorities say the driver lost control near Cabin Avenue, hit a ditch, then a tree. The person died at the scene. No names have been released. Wisconsin has submitted a final proposal for federal broadband internet funding. Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin submitted the proposal with the hope of expanding high-speed internet access across the state. If approved, the governor's office says the funding could expand access to high-speed internet to more than 170,000 homes and businesses across Wisconsin. Evers says despite the Trump administration's attempt to delay the funding, his office and the PSC have been able to keep the program on track. Since 2019, the Evers administration has allocated more than $345 million in state and federal funds to expand high-speed internet. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one feeling. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
There are special opportunities this month to connect job seekers and employers, as September is National Workforce Development Month. And Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development is inviting job seekers and employers to explore services offered by the Job Center of Wisconsin. On Wednesdays of this month, you can access specialized services, including career navigators and business services professionals who can connect you to the right job or talent. Events will also include employment and training specialists who know what local job demands are. For more information on Workforce Wednesdays, just visit the DWD website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
When I asked Scott Lucky if his last name had anything to do with his success in the trucking industry, he laughed and said, "Well, Mike, I guess you could say I've always been lucky." But when I asked him how he and his family grew Lucky Distribution Services into the company it is today, he didn't talk about luck at all. "We work hard," he said. "We keep a close eye on the bottom line, and we treat our people the right way." In other words, Scott Lucky makes his own luck, which is precisely why he switched to Pure Talk Business. "Last month, I paid the big guys $740 for 12 lines," he told me. "This month, I paid Pure Talk $420 for the exact same service." Thousands of businesses all over the country are saving real money by switching to America's most dependable 5G network, and luck has nothing to do with it. Just dial #250 and say micro. That's #250 micro to switch to a wireless company that works as hard as you do. Pure Talk.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Damp and dreary today, with on and off showers and thunderstorms, heavy at times. Be under mostly cloudy skies all day, with highs hitting about 70. The chances for rain continuing through the night. We'll be waking up to patchy fog tomorrow morning, but partly sunny skies throughout the afternoon and highs in the mid-70s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, 66 degrees.
The Brewers send Chad Patrick to the mound in Texas tonight for Game 2 of their series with the Rangers. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Texas won the opener 5-0 last night. The Brewers start the day 7.5 in front of the Cubs atop the National League Central. Midwest League playoffs start tonight. Beloit is in the playoff field for the first time since 2018. They'll open that best-of-three series at home against Cedar Rapids this evening. The Packers back in the practice field today, getting ready for Thursday night's matchup against Washington. Packers started fast in their win over Detroit. Detroit, and tight end Tucker Kraft said they'll have to duplicate that again this week.
Absolutely. Another team in the NFC, we're going to have to make sure that we take care of business. They got great players on their defense as well. Frankie Louvu, they have great edge rushers there now that they acquired in the offseason. So we're just going to have to extend upon our abilities that we showed today that we can keep the quarterback safe in the pocket.
First week of the NFL season in the books, the Vikings closed it out with a 27-24 win over the Bears last night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Smith is set to return to Junior Motorsports. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
After the 26-week grind, 16 gather.
There is a lot on the line.
Heroes, hopefuls,
fight hard.
Hot shots, hot hands. Their demeanor may vary. Their determination does not.
Three wide for the lead.
What a finish, boys.
Fortune brought them to this moment. Now it's up to them. The NASCAR Cup Series Playoffs, brought to you by Xfinity at Bristol. Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on USA.
NASCAR Live isn't just Tuesday nights. On Thursday, we go wide open with some of the sport's biggest legends.
Dover's so good that even concrete couldn't ruin it.
And some of NASCAR's rising stars.
I don't like getting drove in the back of, and I honestly don't like doing it. But you're not buddy-buddy with everybody, and I've had to learn that.
NASCAR Live Wide Open has you covered from the rookie class all the way to the Hall of Fame. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Junior Motorsports has announced that Sammy Smith will return to the team next season in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Smith has three wins over 101 career starts, including a victory earlier this year at the Rockingham Speedway, qualifying him for the 12-driver playoffs. Those playoffs begin this Friday at the Bristol Motor Speedway, with Smith seated in the sixth position. Smith's teammate, Connor Zillage, will be the driver everyone has been chasing. Winning last weekend's race at the Worldwide Technology Raceway, he has won four Xfinity races in a row and seven of the last eight. He has a 29-point lead over second place Justin Allgaier, also from Junior Motorsports, heading into Friday. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durant has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durant.
Give your chickens a block treat to provide extra nutrition and entertainment as they peck at it. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. You can buy flock blocks ready-made off the shelf or make your own as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Chickens have the natural instinct to peck at something. When you set out a block treat for them, they're entertained with the pecking and also get some nutrition. Block treats aren't meant to replace your flock's regular feed. They're formulated to provide supplemental energy, vitamins, and minerals. Peter Friquette is an extension poultry nutritionist at North Carolina State University. He says when you're shopping for a commercially made block treat, look for a good nutritional mix.
It should contain some grain, could be corn, cracked corn, could be oats, some wheat possibly in there, and then some protein sources, things like rapeseed meal, or could be flaxseed, a good one is sunflower seeds.
It's not hard to make your own block treats out of scratch grains and other foods that your birds like. It's like making a big cookie, but the challenge is finding a way to hold it all together.
If it's in the wintertime and it's cold, you can stick things together with tallow, beef fat that turns solid. And you'd have to experiment where it's just enough to hold it together. You could also use some beeswax or paraffin, the edible type. And so it's like a wax, and you can mix that, and it'll hold it together. The benefit of using like a tallow or some sort of a wax is that when you press it together and it rains, it doesn't fall apart.
Some people use a package of clear gelatin and put everything into a mold. You can also cook up some oatmeal, mix it together with your grains, and press it into a big ball. When it dries, it'll hold together. If you include raw ingredients such as eggs or meat, be sure to cook your treats in a 300-degree oven until they reach an internal temperature of 150 degrees. This will kill any bacteria that can make your chickens sick. You'll find more tips and recipes for making block treats at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Your home equity could vanish almost overnight, stolen by scammers who forge a deed and transfer it out of your name. The FBI calls it house stealing, and the worst part is you may not know it until it's too late. Find out if you're already a victim now at HomeTitleLock.com. Use promo code RADIO for a 30-day free trial, a title scan, and access to a title specialist, a $250 value. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now. Promo code RADIO.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
69 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk up 6 to 16.93, November up 4 to 16.94, December up 6 to 17.24, January down 5 to 17.20. Cheese markets were lower today. Barrels down 2 to 168, 40-pound blocks down 3 to 166.5. 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 2 to 2.5. 11 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 2 to 120, 12 trades on the day. Dry whey up 3 to 60 even and 2 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets are both moving sharply lower today, with traders continuing to panic about the market's technical state as the markets have broke through technical support levels, and that has led to an additional sell-off. Meanwhile, still no developments have surfaced in the cash markets and really aren't expected until Wednesday or later. Box beef prices were mixed. Fundamentally, demand remains strong, but this is a massive technical sell-off. Meanwhile, hog markets, they are moving up mostly lower as well. Again, the big sell-off in the live and feeder cattle markets helping to pressure even the hog markets. The nearby, though, is still slightly higher due to some strength in pork cutout values. October live cattle down 490 to 230.90. December down 562 to 231.95. February down 602 to 233.20. September, October, and November feeder cattle all down 925. That's the limit. September at 351.70, October 349.92, November at 348.87. October hogs up 95 cents to 96.10, December down 10 cents to 88.05, February down 32 cents to 90.35. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets lower, soybeans also lower, and wheat following suit lower as well. The forecast is looking to warm up this week, and early corn harvest will continue to move ahead. Soybean futures also moving up, mostly higher, which are mostly lower due to the warm up in the weather forecast, which will push maturity further along. Wheat futures also moving mostly lower as well, as the dollar continues to stabilize. September corn down 1.25 to 401.75. December down 1.75 to 420. March down 1.25 to 438.25. New crop 26 down 0.75 to 459.5. September beans steady at 10.10. November and January both down 3.75. November at 10.30. January 10.49. New crop 26 down 3 to 10.71.25. September soybean meal up $6 to $2.90.70. September soybean oil, though, down 48 cents to $50.25. Chicago wheat, September down 2.5 to $5.03. December down 2.75 to $5.21. Minneapolis wheat, September steady at $5.56. December down 4.25 to $5.72.5. Energy markets today, October crude oil up 52 cents to $62.78. November up 55 cents to $62.42. Meanwhile, October gas up 4 cents to $1.99. November up 3 cents to $1.93. Let's check off markets at the midday. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. USDA Deputy Secretary Stephen Vaden says it's time to bring down high input costs. We'll talk about it coming up. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year, World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
USDA's Deputy Secretary Stephen Vaden was in Nebraska recently, and bringing down high input costs was a significant topic of conversation.
First step is to get those prices up through increased demand, and that goes to what our trade team is trying to do. When it comes to high input prices, again, until a few months ago, I was actively farming myself. You don't have to tell me about the fact that even though if you look at the consumer price index, it claims that over the past 5 years, prices have gone up 20%, which itself is horrendous. But if you look at what ag input costs, it's closer to doubling.
He says input costs are higher across the board.
You're talking about a combine. You're talking about a cotton pick. acre. You're talking about chemicals and seeds. The prices are sky high, and the returns on the commodity side and on the selling side when it comes to sell your crop are not there. And so we've got to take a look at seeing to it that farmers get a fair deal, that there are more people who are competing to sell them services, and we're keeping a close eye on the large companies to make certain they're not abusing their market position.
Baden also says it's time to look at cornfields differently than we have in the past.
People pass by the cornfields on I-80. They're probably thinking food, but what they ought to be thinking is fuel. That's as much fuel as an oil well that you pass in Texas. Nebraska is leading the charge when it comes to biofuels. USDA is working hand in glove with the Environmental Protection Agency. I had lunch with my counterpart over there. Biofuels were on our agenda for that lunch. We're very happy with the RVO numbers that they have put out. We hope those will be finalized when the rulemaking proceeding is completed. We're very happy they're continuing the E15 waiver to allow for 15% ethanol to be put in cars, but we understand because of court rulings that a permanent solution to that can only come from Congress, and we are hopeful that Congress will act on that as soon as possible.
Farmers also dealing with lower commodity prices on top of all of the high input costs, that in part to the large supply and the potential lower demand. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin had 5.9 days suitable for fieldwork statewide for the week ending September 7th, according to USDA. Temperatures were below normal for the week. Topsoil moisture was rated at 81% adequate and 4% surplus. Corn reaching the dough stage or beyond was at 88% complete. Corn fields were 54% dented, and corn was 10% mature. Corn for silage was 10% harvested, and corn condition was rated at 82% good to excellent, 1 percentage point below last week. Soybean coloring was at 26%, 4 days behind the last year's average. Soybean condition 81% good to excellent, 3 percentage points below last week. Potatoes were 40% harvested. Potato condition reported at 89% good to excellent. Winter wheat was 9% seeded. Third cutting of alfalfa hay, 97% complete. Fourth cutting at 65% complete. And hay condition was rated at 80% good to excellent. A spokesperson says 240 Saputo cheese employees will be out of a job in the Green Bay area starting this November. A cheese manufacturing plant in Suamico is officially closing in December. Officials say employees were offered retention and severance options. The company is consolidating and modernizing its operations. Federal health officials say a salmonella outbreak linked to a certain home delivery meal from Metabolic Meals has sickened over a dozen people and hospitalized 7 in 10 states, including Wisconsin. The meals were made and delivered by the Metabolic Meals Company during the week of July 28th. The CDC said last Friday that some of those sickened were from Wisconsin. Metabolic Meals website said its home delivery meal subscription service focuses on macro-friendly meals. The CDC says Metabolic Meals is working with investigators and has reached out to customers directly who purchased the affected meal types to inform them of the outbreak. A new map is featuring a statewide route connecting restaurants and supper clubs serving Wisconsin's best prime rib. The Wisconsin Beef Council is calling the route the 2025 Prime Rib Trail. The guide includes hidden gems in small towns and popular restaurants for both residents and travelers. The current map is available at beeftips.com. Submissions are now being accepted for the 2026 Prime Rib Trail. There was widespread degradation of drought conditions across parts of the Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast. That according to the most recent U.S. Drought Monitor. The lower Midwest saw some of the largest rainfall deficits, ranging from 3 to 5 inches. Short-term dryness and drought impact reports from the agriculture sector led to degradations in isolated areas of the Southeast and South. For the week, most of the eastern half of the U.S. experience unseasonably cooler temperatures, while temperatures out west are above normal, especially across the Pacific Northwest and Desert Southwest. The temperature outlook shows above normal temperatures for much of the Midwest and High Plains, while the east and west coasts are expected to be below normal. As farmers prepare to harvest what may be a record large soybean crop, their largest export customer has yet to make a buy. Without a deal with China, North Dakota farmers may not get a bid for their soybeans. According to North Dakota Soybean Council Chair Jim Thompson, the local cash market is pushing growers to store their beans. North Dakota Soybean Growers Association President Justin Sherlock says the trade dispute with China needs to end. Maybe it's getting an interim trade deal with a country like China so we have somewhere to just justify the move and sell those soybeans, said Sherlock. He said farmers want the export markets restored first. We just need to get rid of this crop right now. Then we can figure out where we're at financially as we go into the winter months and loan renewal season. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year, World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com. Expect plenty of clouds today in our ag weather forecast. Another cold front will move through today. It will bring us a chance of some showers and storms, but the cooler weather will be short-lived as another warming trend will begin for the rest of the week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, 50% chance of a shower or storm, high 67 to 72, relative humidities at 65 to 70%. South winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and storms. Lows 55 to 60. Relative humidity at 95 to 100%. South winds at 5 to 7. Another 5/100 to 1/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warmer, high 72 to 77. Relative humidities at 66 to 71%. Light winds becoming northeast at 5 to 7. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, mostly sunny, highs 75 to 80. For Friday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 80 to 85. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. For Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, cooler, highs 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 75 to 80.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl. An American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. Fix the sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid.
Gone.
get here tonight. Destination New Orleans. Boss man says my big promotion's on the line. He says that's right where I need to be. Lately I've been on the road more than I've been home. All this leaving her alone is killing me. And holding her right now has got me thinking more and more. This is right where I need to be. First class seat. 'Cause I finally got all my priorities in line. I'm right where I need to be.
Presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
He could see the storm clouds rolling across the hill. Barely beat the rain in from the field. And between the back door slamming, she heard him say, damn this rain and damn this wasted day. But she'd been waiting for this day for oh so long. She was standing in the kitchen with nothing but her apron on. And in disbelief he stood and he stared a while. When their eyes met, they both began to smile. Somewhere other than the night, she needs to hear I love you. Somewhere other than the night, she needs to know you. They spent the day wrapped up in a blanket on the front porch swing. Come to realize he'd neglected certain things. And there are times she feels alone even by his side. It was the first time she ever saw him cry. Somewhere other than the night, she needs to know you care.
to know she's needed, and she needs to be held tight somewhere other than. She said, I need some time to find myself. I need a little space to think. And maybe we should start seeing other people. And baby, things are moving way too fast for me. So I picked up what was left of my pride. And I put on my walking shoes. And I got up on that high road, and I did what any gentleman would do. I got a brand new girlfriend. We went and jumped off the deep end. Flew out to LA for the weekend. Spent the whole day lying on the beach, wearing nothing but a smile, playing kissy, kissy, smoochy, smoochy, talking mushy, mushy about nothing. Just like a kid again. I got a brand new girlfriend. I love it when she calls me Buttercup. She laughs and says I left the toilet seat up. She pops the top for me a cold beer and says my buddy's always welcome here. When I get hungry, she takes me out. I'm riding shotgun like a shih tzu hound. My tail's a wagon, my tongue's hanging out. It makes me want to shout. I got a brand new girlfriend. We went and jumped off the deep end. Flew out to LA for the weekend. Spent the whole day lying on the beach, wearing nothing but a smile, playing kissy, kissy, smoochy, smoochy, talking mushy, mushy about nothing. Kid again. I got a brand new girlfriend. Ooh. Cute, cute, cute. She likes to write our names in the sand. She's hearing wedding bells and making plans. She hadn't even told me she loves me yet. I got a brand new girlfriend. We went and jumped off the deep end. We fly to LA for the weekend. Spend the whole day lying on the beach, wearing nothing but a smile, playing kissy, kissy, smoochy, smoochy, talking mushy, mushy about nothing. Man, I think I'm on to something. You know I feel just like a kid again. Again, I got a brand new girlfriend.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Strictly out of curiosity, what would happen if you got with me? Kissing you would hit the spot with me. Come on, skip a couple rocks with me. Give me any of your heart tonight. Ain't no reason that we need to be apart tonight. I got something we can start tonight. Looking at you, girl, it's hard to fight. Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you. And you snap back. T-shirt, your face.
Come on, baby, shoot a smile at me. Midnight selfie on a balcony. A little something from my lock screen. You're burning a hole in my pocket. We got the beat, let's drop it. Low stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you. And your snapback. Tattoos cut off some Converse. Singing along to the song with the wrong words. Every move you make, baby, it works. And your snapback. On. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you in your snapback. She said your favorite rock band, checking your makeup in my Ray-Bans, breaking hearts like only you can in your snapback.